Lessons and responsibility, part two. Now my scripture text, Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through...
Matthew, what is it again?
Thank you. There's such a, when the weather gets like this, there's such a glare up here, and I might have to get a bigger Bible. Matthew 5, 17 through 20. One of the things that in these series that I wanted to do, and God Bless America again, is really the theme. And this week we're talking about the blessings and the responsibilities. And the whole purpose of us coming together in a fellowship is everybody is responsible for their own decisions. Everybody's responsible for their own salvation, because they can either accept it or reject it, and it's strictly up to them. That's the beauty part about living in a country that is a democratic republic, for lack of a better term, a constitutional republic, and the freedoms that we have as people. Not everybody around the world experiences the kind of freedoms that we have. So, as the scriptures talk about, and as our founding fathers and so forth, not to convince anybody about anything, just to lay it out with enough of the information that you can say, yeah, we do live in a wonderful country, and thank you for the founders who put it together, because it is based on Judeo-Christian principles. So I hope and pray that you get something out of it, not to condemn or point fingers to people over the last 200 and some odd years and how far we drifted away. And we're in this political season now with election coming up. And I think it was James Madison and one of the other, I looked at some of their political ads from way back. They were nasty to each other. I mean, and so it's the politics. I always say politics, somebody told me one time, well, poly means in Latin many, and then of course you know what ticks are, so we got many politics. Anyhow, so you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. The Ten Commandments are so important, and it is God's law. You find it in Deuteronomy and Exodus. But Jesus addressed the issue to the Jewish people of his day about the law, because they would always kind of put him in a box and say, well, Moses said this, and what do you say? This is what he said.